'Tis the season for the Maritime Aquarium. You can find them right in Norwalk. Visit them online at maritimeaquarium.org. Joining us, it's Jenny Hall and Emily Lavin. My kids and I love the aquarium. You know, we're members. We come often. We live right down the street. There's so many things that go on during the holidays that make the aquarium so special. And one of my absolute favorites is the Polar Express 4D experience. Can we talk a little bit about that and how to do it and why you should definitely bring your kids?
Definitely. The aquarium is the perfect place to get into the holiday spirit. So we have the Polar Express 4D experience. See the train coming off the screen. There's snow, sense of hot cocoa. You're going to really be immersed in that experience.
It snows in there.
Wow.
It's crazy.
I mean, that's really wild. I mean, I remember the graphics of that film being so great anyway. So to see this 4D, it really comes to life at that point. We're going to be able to check out Tom Hanks' nose hair.
I saw it with Dakota, my little one. Watching her watch it, I got tears in my eyes. You know, like the smile and the disbelief and being like actually on the train and the dancing and everything. It was fantastic. But also, Shark Diving Santa is back once again. He's a fan favorite.
He's back Saturdays and Sundays around 10:45 and 12:45. He'll be in the tank with our sand tiger sharks.
Does he feed them? Does he bring them treats?
No, but you can take a picture with them.
Oh, that sounds fun.
And what's the flurry zone?
The flurry zone. So that's similar to like in the Polar Express movie. It snows once an hour in our Newman's Own Hall.
All this stuff is great, but what kind of creatures do you have in there?
I know we have two animals here today that I'm very excited to learn about. Do you want to tell us a little bit about them? Should we see them?
Sure. So I'll get the diamondback terrapin out first.
Oh my gosh. He was ready to jump right on out.
Oh, look at that guy.
What's the...
He's so feisty.
Cute. What's the difference between a terrapin and a turtle and a tortoise?
So that's a great question. A turtle versus a tortoise is really where they live. So a tortoise typically lives on land, so they have adaptations, the shape of their feet and their shell that are better equipped for the land, whereas turtles live in the water, so they have smoother shells and normally either webbed or even flippered like a sea turtle, feet and legs that allow them to live in the water. Terrapins are actually really unique. They live in brackish water, which is a mixture of fresh and salt water that's found in areas like salt marshes, where like rivers and streams meet the ocean or the sound. That's where these cool guys live. But they do spend a lot of time in the water, so they do have those more flat, streamlined shells. And you can see his feet are kind of like paddles. They're very webbed.
What's his name?
His name is Crush.
He's so cute.
When he started to come out, when she was like, I'm going to go grab the terrapin, I didn't know what it was. I had no idea what was going to come out of the toad. It could have been anything.
Oh my gosh, who's this guy?
So this is Monty, and he is a ball python. So they are not native. Unlike the diamondback terrapin, who are native to Connecticut, these animals are not native to even the United States. They're from sub-Saharan Western Africa.
Monty is very bright. Like, I mean, as far as his coloring goes, like, I mean, I've seen plenty of snakes before, but why is he so bright? He's almost like shimmering.
So, I mean, just in general, their scales are kind of shimmery. They are well known for this pattern. They're actually called royal pythons as well as ball pythons because of this coloring. They live a lot in brush and shrubs. So those like kind of two-tone coloring will help with camouflage. And then they also are primarily nocturnal. So during the day, they'll hide down in burrows. And then at night, they'll come out and hunt primarily for small rodents. That's what they like to eat.
Well, we learn something every time.
Yeah, absolutely. And while you're headed to the Maritime Aquarium this holiday season, don't forget, too, great gift idea, like for grandparents or for parents, too. Can we talk a little bit about the gift certificate?
Yes, we actually have a special grandparents membership.
Do you really? So how does it work?
You can buy it online or you can call the aquarium, sign up for 2 grandparents and 8 grandkids.
Wow.
Grandkids.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds like a great idea.
We also have gift certificates. So those you call our reservations departments and it can be used in our theater for admission. All sorts of activities you could do at the aquarium.
Check them out online, maritimeaquarium.org. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us today.